House Republicans demand Nancy Pelosi allow probe into Wuhan lab, coronavirus origins. By Wendell Hasebo on May 28, 2021. House Republicans are demanding House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, allow a probe into the Wuhan lab and coronavirus origins. On Friday, 209 Republicans sent a letter to Pelosi, seeking investigations into mounting evidence the pandemic started in the Chinese lab, and the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, is responsible for the deaths of almost 600,000 Americans and millions more worldwide. This investigation is more urgent now considering the recent report that, according to U.S. intelligence sources, three researchers from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology, WIV, became ill and sought hospital care in November of 2019. The letter continues, a full month before the CCP publicly reported any COVID-19 cases. House Republicans tweeted their support for the potential investigation. Proud to join my Republican colleagues in calling for a complete and thorough investigation into the origins of the hashtag COVID-19 pandemic. If the hashtag CCP is indeed found responsible for the leak and cover-up, they must be held accountable for the needless loss of life, Representative August Pfluger, RTX, said. I signed this letter. A thorough, impartial investigation is needed. We must know the truth and hold China accountable, Representative Daniel Webster, RFL, wrote. Americans deserve the truth. China unleashed the virus, covered it up, and killed millions around the world. We must hold the CCP accountable, Representative Barry Moore, RL, spoke up. The letter to Pelosi comes after House Judiciary and Oversight Committee Republicans launched a probe Friday into the National Institutes of Health, NIH, Wuhan Lab grant. Reps. James Comer, RKY, and Jim Jordan, RO, ranking members of the House Oversight Committee and Judiciary Committee, respectively, sent a letter to the director of the NIH, Dr. Francis Collins, submitting concerns that EcoHealth Alliance knew of the Chinese Communist Party's attempts to cover up the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic and failed to act or to inform the U.S. government. If U.S. taxpayer money was used to develop COVID-19, conduct gain-of-function research, or assist in any sort of cover-up, EcoHealth Alliance must be held accountable, the ranking members explained. It is incumbent upon grant recipients to ensure their work is performed within the scope of the grant, advances our national interest, and protects our national security. The letter suggests the NIH received reports that the Wuhan Institute of Virology has been conducting research at its facilities in China that pose serious biosafety concerns and, as a result, create health and welfare threats to the public in China and other countries, including the United States. Senate Democrats may be interested to see both Republicans' initiatives occur, hinting so on May 26. As we analyze what went wrong and what we can do in the future, we have to have answers to these questions, too, Hillary Clinton's former running mate Senator Tim Kaine, DBA, explained. And I think you're going to see Congress addressing some of these matters as well. We've got to get to the bottom of it. Understanding the origin and whether there was any nefarious activity in China is all part of that, Kaine said. Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, commented on potential Senate agreement with the House inquiries by indicating China would face devastating consequences if the virus emanated from its lab. Sometimes we think we've solved a problem by impaneling an inquiry. You may never have the information necessary to know the source of this virus, Murphy said. And while that question is really important, there are other really important questions about why the United States didn't stand up an adequate response that we need to deal with as well. The queries come as Dr. Anthony Fauci claimed on Tuesday the NIH funded the Wuhan lab, but he still denies gain-of-function research funding. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, has said that Fauci committed perjury on May 12 with his gain-of-function comments related to Communist China's lab. Paul was questioned on Real America's Voice, "Do you believe he, Fauci, perjured himself?" "Absolutely, he lied to the American people," Paul said. As Americans' confidence in Fauci has kerplunked 42.2% in the past year, several Republicans on Wednesday demanded Fauci be fired over flip-flopping on Wuhan lab funding. Democrats have not called for Fauci's firing, but their support for an investigation into the origins of the Chinese coronavirus perhaps throws Fauci under the bus.